Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Clay, and I'm joined by Adam.
Hey now.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm also joined by Ashley once again, who is trying to steal my show.
That is correct.
Hey, Ash.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Hey Ash, the podcast. Do-do-do-do-do.
That is a good ring to it.
It really does.
I mean, it's probably taken, to be honest. Like, look it up. It's probably already a thing. But you never know.
Makes me want to use some of my canned audio now. See? You shouldn't have started making jokes. Now I want to do it.
We can just insert it in post. That's the nice thing about post.
It's true.
But I do want to jump in because we've got something really fun and extremely relevant to talk about today. Sometimes we talk about really old things. Oh, nice. That was a good pun. Sometimes we talk about really old things, and sometimes we talk about things that nobody cares about. But today we're actually talking about something that Ashley is extremely passionate about, or at least was when it was even more of a relevant topic than it is today.
Yes.
Do you want to tell them?
The absolute chokehold the Titan submersible has had on me.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Ocean Gate's Titan submersible. If you've been living under a rock, you still know what this is. There's no way you live on Earth and don't know what this is.
Agreed.
If you lived under the ocean, you would definitely know what this is still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
if you
yes.
lived in a pineapple under the sea, you would know what this is.
That's what the Titan's main voyage was to go check out, was Bikini Bottom. Obviously. Right? SpongeBob and his friends trying to get the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Okay, hold on. Don't, no one say anything. I have to use this. Hold on, I'm gonna do it. Hold on. Don't say anything. This is important. All right. Continue.
That was so important. That was
so delayed.
It was. Well, I couldn't hit the button in time. I'm sorry. Hold on, dude. Say it again, Clay. Say it again.
It again.
All right. Okay.
All right. Anyway, as we eat away valuable minutes like this submersible ate away its oxygen supply, let's roll into this episode and start talking about some things. So obviously, just a rundown. This was a paid trip that a bunch of billionaires paid a ton of money for to go visit the wreckage of the Titanic. It was supposed to be roughly like 8 hours down to check it out and then back up to the surface. And shoot, that didn't happen. An hour and 45 minutes down, they lost contact with the mothership, the UFO, the unidentified floating object, which has actually been identified as the Polar Prince, I think is what it was called. It was the ship that was on the surface communicating and slash navigating the actual submersible and giving them directions on turn left 2 feet. And then they used a Logitech remote control, which, side note, apparently sales have skyrocketed on Amazon. Everyone their mother,
dude,
is buying this controller.
They should have, instead of talking to scientists, they should have talked to gamers first. Nobody is using a Logitech remote control game.
Well, in their defense, it's modified. They added like some different joysticks to it, so it's not like the exact same.
They should have just used
like,
the PS5
base
controller.
Model.
Camper World's
but
probably
legit.
Doing pretty good too, then.
Yeah, I would
that's
imagine.
That's where the lights were from. Camper World.
Awesome.
Well, this submersible is also, it was very cramped. You couldn't stand in it. You could barely sit. There was 5 people aboard because that was the maximum capacity. And they basically had their legs sprawled across one another because that's how small this thing was.
Hey, kid, do you want to hop into a coffin and jump into the water with me?
I'd love to. And in fact, I've seen a ton of funny memes of people who built like like helicopter looking things, and they're like, I'm offering rides to Mars. $250,000. All sorts of crazy things. And I mean, like, all joking aside, if and big if, we're gonna get into it, if these five people really did die down there, you know, my condolences. It would be a terrible way to go.
Mm-hmm.
As we've last heard, this is, you know, the latest update is that the submersible imploded, and basically that's like crushing a can of Coke. Like, chug it and crush it with your hands. So they all would have died instantly. They found debris down there, but I do want to get into like some of the theories and opinions that we have on this, and kind of not really tell the whole story, because really what happened is they kind of gave us updates and said that, oh, they've got 96 hours of air, and we're doing everything we can and trying to find this submersible that we have somehow no way of knowing exactly where it is, even though we're allegedly giving it directions. Like, how could you possibly be giving it directions if you don't know where it is? How
it's are you telling where it where you to told go? It to be.
But if I said, Ashley, I want you to go 10 feet from where you're at right now, wouldn't I know that you're 10 feet from where you're at right now?
One would think.
Yeah. So my question is, how could they possibly not really know where this thing is? I mean, yeah, if they lost communication and it didn't listen and it was still like floating around.
But you still know where the Titanic is.
And you also would know it a general area.
Yeah.
Where this thing would be. So I get it that it's very deep down there. I don't have my exact notes up, but I know that, I got it right here. The wreck lies at a depth of about 3,810 meters, which is 12,500 feet. And I'm talking about the Titanic, the RMS Titanic. That's where it is. So this thing had to go 12,000 feet basically down. So, you know, it got close. If it actually got down as far as it was supposed to go, it got close to where it was supposed to be based on the time scale of how long it was going to take to go down and how long they were going to take pictures out of their little 1 millimeter porthole, and then how long it was going to take to go back up. So, I mean, you would think, yeah, okay, this is where the Titanic is. This is how deep it got. It's got to be in this general vicinity. But they don't really have a way to send like another one down there to go like scoop it up. It's a very deep,
which is what they say. I mean, we don't know.
Well, that's what they say. But I will say this, and yeah, obviously there could be a ton of cover up going on. We do know more about the moon if we've actually been there. You know, just saying. Just saying.
We've been to the moon, dude. I
know, but there's a ton of people who think we don't. So I'm just. Those listeners, they're like, yeah, Clay, yeah. Anyway.
There's also a ton of people that don't believe the Earth is round.
It's not round. It's a cube. Anyway, we know more about the moon than the depths of our own oceans. We should probably do something about that. We got to get James Cameron to go down there more, because he's apparently been to the Titanic wreckage site 33 times.
Yeah, why don't we have James Cameron just do it for us? Why do we have to?
This little tic tac thing can't get down there. Anyway,
no.
There's just so much wrong with this story. But anyway, they had 96 hours of air. They kept saying, "Oh, they're doing what they can to find it. The Navy's out there. The military, they're doing what they can." And today we heard banging, and we think it's coming from the ship, but apparently it was just like algae or rocks or water or nothing. And then, their air ran out, and we don't know what's going on, but if it was so cold down there because they didn't have power and they all have hypothermia, they might be able to last longer because they're using less oxygen. So we've still got time, but we've got to make haste. We gotta do what we can.
That's why I don't know why they led us to believe they were alive for so long, because there's so many ways they would have died before just like running out of oxygen. Yeah, 100%. Exactly. And that was like before we heard they combusted, which sounds like really bad, but honestly, it was so quick your brain can't even register what's going on. So luckily They were probably freaked out and panicking, which would be horrible, but they didn't feel anything. Freezing to death honestly sounds horrible too, but everything I've heard, you just fall asleep and don't wake up. And that would have happened way before they ran out of oxygen. So I don't know why it was like, we're going to save them. They have this much oxygen left. No, if it didn't combust, like they're dead.
If you've seen the movie Titanic, and I know it's just a movie, but it's somewhat based on fact. When they're all in the water, mm-hmm. Jack turns into a popsicle.
Yeah.
Very quickly. And wasn't that in April? Like,
yeah, I think it's April 12th, I think.
Yeah, April 12th. That sounds right. So we're going to go with that, folks. That sounds right. I realize that it's June, but like we're also talking like way down there. That was the surface and just in the middle of the night. So we're talking 12,000 feet down. Like, yeah, we're talking freezing temperatures.
And I don't know the truth in this, but there's so many things about this trip that are not big things, but they just bother me. Like, I heard they weren't allowed to have shoes on. Why are you not allowed to have shoes on? Like, your feet are going to get so cold.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I know their feet were under lock. Well, they didn't even have seats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the shitter in the back of that thing?
It's basically just like a freezer Ziploc bag.
Yes, I do. And isn't that also like where the porthole is?
Yeah.
So you got to be like on the pooper while you're like looking out there. And then they have screens. There's like monitors. Like, it literally looks like a cheap gaming
setup.
You're
literally going down there to look at it through a computer.
Yeah, I could do that right here.
Yeah.
In fact, I have pictures up right now on my screen.
Another
thing. One of the techs said it was actually by design. Doug Viernig told CNN.
To rip people off?
Yeah, is it just the costs of creating new technology, like a new kind of controller to steer it, was so expensive. It would have been prohibitively expensive, and they were trying to do this on the cheap, as cheap as possible. And so by design, they used a lot of off-the-shelf products. Yeah, like they're like, hey, there's a place you can go poop, guys. It's just going to be a hole that we have a seat on, and there's a curtain for you.
It looked like a Ziploc bag and a lunchbox.
It's really bad, you know?
These are some of the richest people in the world, and they're like, we're just going to do it cheap. And then other rich people are like, yeah, I'm going to pay you.
It just goes that you can't buy common sense. You can't do it, you know, no matter how rich you are. It's terrifying, though. You know, let's talk about exactly how scary that would be.
Oh, black.
There was a tech on it, yeah, like a year or two ago that said he heard noises that were similar to the noises you'd hear from the hull expanding and contracting in a way that could have it broken. And they didn't listen. They're like, yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And you think about that, you know, and then these guys just all hopped in. They're like,
so many problems. It's not like this had like the perfect record and like people were going down there and coming back successfully all the time. Like, this was not. Like, I cannot figure out why. I had heard, again, almost everything right now is like hearsay, but I had heard that they really felt like they had to go that day because the weather was good and it had been canceled for weather reasons so many times that they just like kind of kept going along with it because the weather was good.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
I also, another thing that just like drives me insane, which really is not important, but it's stupid to me, is I heard they were only allowed to bring one water bottle and one sandwich. And that's just absolutely asinine to me. Like, for 8 hours?
Well, sure, it's only supposed to be, yeah, I mean, but it's only supposed to be
because
8 hours.
Because they don't want you to poop or what?
World, I mean, I guess.
They're down there for 4 days. Did they ration their sandwich? Because I would have ate mine right away. Like,
But the thing is, like, I can't picture a situation where they would be down there for 4 days. Like, I don't know if I buy the whole 96 hours of oxygen. I mean, we're talking about a company that Adam just mentioned is trying to cut corners and
use I don't think that
$20
was like
remote
proven.
Control. We're talking about billionaires, though.
Yeah, but I don't think that 96 hours was proven. Or
I feel like that was just a number thrown out there.
It's just like what they said. Like, oh yeah, there is.
How would they
but
know?
Nobody knew.
Have they tested it?
No, because it's never been. That's the thing. Is they're like, oh yeah, there's 96 hours of oxygen. Okay, you can say there is, you can think there is, but there's never been used 96 hours of oxygen.
Exactly. So I wanna throw this out there real quick and make some actual points while we continue talking about theories and how we feel about it. But the owner of, well, the co-founder, I don't know if he's the CEO, but I think he founded it with like some buddies or whatever, of OceanGate is Stockton Rush. And in a 2022 interview, so just last year, he said about this, the Titan, at some point, safety is just a pure waste. I mean, you just want to be safe. Don't get out. If you just want to be safe, don't get out of bed. Don't get in your car. Don't do anything. And in 2021, sure, when this thing started going down, because this has gone down in like 2021, it went down there like five times. It went down there like a couple times last year or something like that. But it's also had several unsuccessful voyages where people didn't get all the way down there.
Oh, yeah.
Had to come back up. Yeah. But in 2021, so before that, while talking about the design of the Titan, he said, I've broken some rules to make Titan. I think I've broken them with logic and good engineering behind me. The carbon fiber and titanium. There's a rule that you don't do that. Well, I did, is what he said. I mean, there's a saying that rules are meant to be broken, but when you've got employees talking about issues, there was a director of marine operations named David Lockridge who composed a report documenting the safety concerns on Titan. This was in 2018 when they were designing it. He claimed that it was only certified to reach a depth of 1,300 meters, which is 4,300 feet. Which is only, in essence, a third of the way down to the Titanic.
Not even
and
a full mile.
And in response, I don't want to get like all the way into it, but in response, he lost his job because Stockton Rush did not approve of this and didn't like it. And obviously just said all those quotes that I talked about regarding safety. I mean, yeah, if you've got an employee whose job is to test the safety of something, why do you have them there if they tell you that it's not safe?
But because then it's like such a weird thing, because you would almost think there would be like an internal battle within himself to get in, like, and go on these journeys himself. Like, if he really thought, I don't like.
Well, he's probably had money his whole life. I mean, someone who has money their whole life is willing to put their faith behind their money.
But like,
I mean, I don't care about this because I have money.
At the end of the day, he had to like have the awareness that he was cutting corners in a lot of things, whether he had money or not. Like, but then I think that kind of takes us to a lot of, I don't know if you want to get into these or not, but like theories of so many people think they weren't even on it or they are still alive somewhere.
There's really no pictures or videos of them getting in, but there's other people who have been on this, you know, submersible,
and there's pictures and videos,
and there's pictures and videos of them getting on. And I understand if the camera went in with them, it's gone now, but you can't tell me that no one took a picture, a single picture of them, like,
or
out
even
there getting
from
on.
What's it, the Prince, what's, I can't think of the whole name, the mothership. I have seen a lot of videos.
Polar Prince.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people posting videos that worked on Polar Prince, and they had posted videos of like other launches, but I hadn't seen like many from this. And I don't know if you've seen any footage of the Polar Prince, like
I've seen a picture of it.
It has seen better days.
Hmm. Yeah, well, and this was the first time that that ship was used as the mothership, is my understanding.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say
they
it
had
was
used a different vessel in the past.
It was like kind of fallen apart what I had seen, which was surprising since this guy was so big on money. And
it's just it's also interesting because, okay, it looks like he put his money where his mouth is because he got on the boat, right? He got on a submersible. He's one of the ones missing, right? We have not uncovered any bodies or anything like that. From what,
well, there's no
see
bodies.
If it combusted, there's no bodies.
I don't know if you'd be able to see bodies. I feel like the sheer pressure of being down there would just rip you to shreds. I mean,
not even a skull?
Because it's like
a femur.
It's like instantly. It's not like you slowly went down and like the pressure built over time. It's just instantly.
Yeah.
You go from like zero psi to like 8,000 psi. Like, it's just imagine being in a can. You know, I mean, yeah, if you put something in a can and crush it, you could still see it. But it's, I mean, it's possible. I don't know, but I'm not surprised.
I've heard if it did combust, they would have just like turned into dust. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's not, obviously it's been 100 years, but there's not bodies like on the Titanic anymore. And several people died in that ship. You know, they didn't make it out as it sank, but you know, so prices originally started at 125 or 50,000. And, by the time we got to 2023, they had shot all the way up to $250,000 to go see the Titanic. I'm interested to see what the company does now that the CEO is down there.
There's maybe no way it can continue.
Maybe they'll continue and you can go see the CEO's wreckage.
And it's just everything's really weird. You got this one guy, his kid went to a Blink-182 concert while they were searching for him. You got the CEO
it's
of
wild.
This company. And you got...
You can't
so
make
you have,
this stuff up.
Yeah, but you get another three other people, right? And so... Two, this is highly circumspect, right? I mean, so this thing went down. There's no actual video of the people getting on board. I'm not saying they didn't, and may they rest in peace. But you're seeing all these things, and then, you know, you're wondering, well, there's one part of me that's like, well, yeah, the CEO, the Stockton guy, he maybe he did this because he's running out of money. So he's like, let's just throw some people in it. We need to throw some people in this. We need this money. We need to do it now. Because, you know, every day this boat's at sea is costing us more money. You know, every time we take it out, it costs more fuel. Let's just get this done. We've already cut enough corners. It looks like they cut corners with everything, right?
Well, sure. And speaking of fuel, in a 2022 dive, so last summer, one of the thrusters on Titanic, one of the thrusters on the Titan was, air quote, accidentally installed backwards, and the submersible started spinning in circles when trying to move near the sea floor, as documented by the BBC documentary Take Me to Titanic. So there's actually, like, you can go and like watch actual documentaries about this whole like excursion, not the one we're talking about, but this submersible and this company. But apparently the issue was bypassed by steering while holding the game controller sideways. They must have had a Wiimote down there that time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make this stuff up.
It's just mind-blowing to me, like, how much, like, power money gives people. Because he was, like, being sued for fraud. He was in, like, all kinds of trouble. And still
That's
these people are like, yes, you're our leader.
Air quote, dead.
Yeah.
No, maybe like, he didn't get on the submersible. Maybe he put everybody else in the submersible and he didn't get on.
He's like, see you guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could talk about regarding this submersible, but as our time runs to a close, just like theirs did, I did want to say that I'm interested to see what something like this does and how it impacts things like what Elon Musk is doing with like SpaceX and wanting to send people to Mars and all these like independently funded companies that like billionaires run, where they're just like, I can do what I want because money.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, toss it all out there. Because
how'd that go again? Because what?
Because money. Because if he is nice. Really dead, and that the company really does fall apart, and people were really paying all this money, this is going to start to change things. You know, it's kind of like COVID a couple years ago. It changed things, some for the better, some for the worse. I like the hand sanitizer and the cleanliness, but it was a little bit over the top, and there's a lot of meh things that came out of it, but it changed things. And I think that this is going to change how billionaires operate in the future, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to think but...
I mean, you don't know. Money
with people with money.
Volumes, so...
I just don't really know that we have much business going down to the Titanic anymore, period.
Well, no, it's about to be to be gone. They're saying that 10, 20, maybe 30 years tops, it's probably going to all be deteriorated just because of the rust and the pressure down there. And I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to see, but not at the expense of $250,000 or my life.
Right. But,
I mean, watch the movie. There's footage. A lot of people have been down there successfully in better manned vessels. And you can look up what they saw. You don't need to go down there yourselves. But I do think that the ocean depths are scary. If there is any validity to this story, besides the, you know, all joking aside, if they really did die down there, it's a terrifying way to go. And I feel really bad for them. But I think, too, just the way that the world is now, I mean, it was so quick to just cover up anything else going on this week that it occurred. Everyone was invested in it. People were joking about it. People were making TikTok videos, memes, just...
Oh, it was just everywhere. It was consuming everything.
Yes. And that in itself is scary, but I do think that the whole thing is just an interesting thing that you can't make up ever. There'll never be another event like how this was handled.
No. Unless the world wants us to hear about it, the government, whoever, I don't know.
That's true. I remember, like, for a day a few years ago, there was, like, murder hornets, and those didn't, like, catch on. So no one kept talking about them.
Darn it. Yeah, I wanted murder hornets real bad.
I mean, they sound cool. They sound cool.
They do sound cool. They do.
But I think that's about all the time we have. So thank you, Ashley, for joining us on this episode of Talk About Titan.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another thing is, you know, you should never call anything gate. Right, guys?
I know.
Like, Ocean Gate, you're just begging for it. Yes. You're begging for a scandal, bro.
100%.
Aren't they like not American, though? So they probably like don't know that. Like, I think they're all like...
Were they all Canucks? They're all Canucks. And
Richard Stockton Rush is an American businessman.
Oh, giving us a
all
bad
of them
name,
that went down there were like Pakistani.
British.
No,
there's a British
two
guy.
Two of them British are from Pakistan.
Yeah.
Which that family paid $500,000, half a million.
Those two were actually British citizens as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of Brits.
A lot of rich Brits.
Yeah, the rich Brits.
I'll never get their crumpets and tea again.
Unfortunately. May they rest in peace. But it was good. You know, I'm glad we talked about this. I knew nothing about it when it happened. I